bless your friend.
We on.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns, tanks, and planes. The wells are gone dry, and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war, and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book.
We are live. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program tonight on the Revelation Radio Network, coming at you on this Monday night, the 28th of April. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program tonight, as I am every Monday night. I'm on here at Revelation Radio Network. Tonight, family, all this week, even on my own channel, my own network, is watchmanforjesus.com. I'm going to talk a lot this week about the disclosure, the alien / fallen angel phenomena that's going to be popping up here shortly, what they're working on now, the Sananda Emmanuel, the false prophet, the real one in the Bible. This is important. People have no idea how important this really is. It's way beyond Bundy and all this other stuff going on. All that Bundy and Fukushima and everything else is there to keep you all busy while they set up this disclosure. A re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church is going to take Catholics by total surprise. It's going to change the world to which they used to know. It's going to turn upside down when this thing actually happens. I'm going to talk a bit about that tonight. And we're going to discuss a little add-on. I'm going to talk about that first, about the Masons and their influence. Some of you is going to get shocked about it, by the way. It's going to be a little bit of a shock for some of you. A couple of points that the Masons, that they also need to know, they're going to get shocked too about what's coming, how they're being set up. But I'm going to talk about how close, how involved the Masons have been in our lives in the game of baseball. We're going to talk about disclosure, the fallen angels. We're going to talk about the war in heaven and a few other of those things that are questions of people's minds that's going to affect your lives far greater than the Bundy Ranch. Bundy Ranch is just a distractor. Is it indicative of a dictatorship forming? It's indicative of a dictatorship we've always had but didn't know it. And that's the interesting part. I'm not even going to use the word funny because it's not funny, even funny peculiar. But I'm going to talk a lot about this tonight. And sit back or get your notes out, whatever you all do. Depends on how deep you all listen to what I'm saying. But I'll tell you what, don't believe a word I say and just double check it for yourselves. That's what you should always do anyway, no matter what anybody says, is you always double check what anybody says. It's called research. Sometimes it don't take long. Sometimes it might take you a while, every bit 30 minutes. But the one thing that you can depend on, the one truth that you're going to find, regular listeners, you know it's going to come out of my mouth next, don't you? It's called the King James Bible. That's the one truth you're going to find. And actually the only one. There are no others. It's the one that's going to stay with you. It's the one that's proven for... It's actually the oldest book on the face of this planet when you trace it back to its origin. Its origin is God himself. Working through men, 40 to be exact, that were obedient to him in all of history. 66 books, and it covers a 1,500, some say 1,600-year period. Inerrant, pure word of God, the creator of this universe, has given to you in the King James Bible, Cambridge edition. It's down to that now because Thompson has corrupted his to a certain extent. You have some counterfeit King James out there that you better be aware of with minor changes on them. But the Cambridge is one of the last ones of the perfect Bible. And there's nobody from Harvard to Yale to any college or any professor, any theologian is going to prove otherwise. They haven't yet and never will. However, when this disclosure happens, that's going to change everything. And the Bible talks about the great falling away of the church. The book of Enoch, never written by Enoch, will take center stage because of the reference to aliens / ascended masters / fallen angels. Depends what variety you want to follow. Then the book of Enoch will take a different meaning because you'll have the fraudulent, most evil fallen angels on both sides of the spectrum that you'll ever find. And they'll come on this earth. At the beginning, it'll be called the externalization of the hierarchy of the fallen angels. They're also the great wide brotherhood. They are the community. They are the aliens or the ascended masters. But in reality, you'll find them in the Bible called the sons of God of the Old Testament and Old Testament only. Genesis 6:2 and 6:4 and Job 38:7. That's who they are. Sons of God, created beings, took physical form, came on earth, mated with human women, with a different hybrid. Oh, it's a heck of a story. But it actually happened, and the Bible tells you about it. Except they're trying to hide it under the guise of aliens. I'm going to dedicate this broadcast here shortly and then we're going to start talking. I can't see chat tonight for some reason. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. I've yet to figure out why it's sporadic as it is, so I have no idea what's on chat tonight. I've done refreshing it that maybe it'll pick up. I don't know. It's been a battle for me. I don't know. My internet here is strange. I tell you what, it's got a mind of its own. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and talk a little bit about news that's going on. And then we're going to get with it. Got a lot to cover tonight. A lot of controversial stuff, too. It'll be fun. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, guide us tonight as we go through, Father, the Word. Father, we go through the events. Open up our hearts, our minds. Give us wisdom, discernment to see through the deception. Father, forgive us of our sins. We lay them upon the cross. Father, you promised that we list them to you, that, Father, you'd forgive them for us. Lord, to guide us with your Holy Spirit, to give us that conviction when we fall away. Father, we pray for the children that's been abducted. Lord, we know that there's many, that there's like 1 million children missing every year. Father, tonight we pray for little Tanya Ruiz, who was captured, who was kidnapped this morning. And Father, have her safe return. And we pray for her, Father, that that'll happen. Father, we know that many are returned. Some are by family members. But Father, we know the others, majority, are abducted for other reasons, through the occult, through governments. And Father, you expose these. Bring out your whistleblowers and bring out those that work in these organizations for trafficking, that, Lord, you'll expose them for who they are. Father, we pray for returning veterans. Lord, the ones that are that have those psychotropic drugs in their body with the microchips in them, the implants that they have put inside their bodies. Lord, the voice-to-skull technology, that those voices that's placed in their heads, Father, be silenced. And to destroy the technology that causes these or connects with these psychotropic drugs. You destroy the technology, Lord, that's causing the voice to skull in their head. Father, we pray for our family members that need our healing. Lord, and those around us, to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ, that, Father, divine appointments will be set up. Hearts will be opened. And, Father, to expose these fallen angels for who and what they are, to expose its disclosure for what it really is, and to show the evil that comes behind it. And Father, for all these things we pray to guide us tonight in our Bible studies this week. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, get a close prayer life. If you haven't, on a regular basis, start now. Study about fasting and praying, because you're going to need it. When you see the supernatural beings coming out, and they are starting now to come out, they're showing up in various businesses, various places, where there's human beings that's acting way out of character. That's just incredibly violent, making sounds, all this kind of, it wasn't me trying to pretend like a cat, but they're making these sounds that are just not human, coming out of humans. You see it already. If you look up right now, the incident at the McDonald's, for example, recently, McNuggets, this woman won McNuggets. There is no doubt that she is possessed. This was not acting. This wasn't a fake. This is real. Quote, in yelling and cursing, "Don't make me assume my ultimate form," unquote. Now, somebody's really angry, beating on the window, breaking a window, trying to hit at the guy behind the McDonald's cash register. That kind of angry is not going to say, you don't want me to assume my ultimate form. It's not a word going to come out of somebody really angry. I'm going to eat your face off. Because, in fact, these fallen angels were cannibalistic. in the days before Noah. You see, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. It's not playing around. You see, it's coming. And people better be ready for this. It's going to break out in like one day. Any kind of a period of prosperity is not to be trusted, because any kind of prosperity in the nation, in the world as it were, is to placate the public. And it's done this in every case, bar none. And all I can do is just warn people for as long as I can. But people laying back and looking in different directions, Bundy Ranch, you know, all that stuff going on, is to keep you all busy. You see, and that's the whole purpose of it. It's working great. They're to test and see how close the Americans are to revolting, rebelling. And then it's no problem. They'll just pull out the Chinese and the Russians. And there's millions of them. They've been here for a long time, deep underground military bases, back and forth from Mexico, Canada, freely operating in our government, always have. It just seems real surreal to me, almost funny, really, when they say we're almost at war, Kerry threatened Russia and all this, we're almost at World War III, you're half-baked evangelists are coming out saying, oh, we're in World War III. We're coming up Armageddon, Gog and Magog, like Hagee and the rest of them. And we're nowhere close to that. This is not World War III, the real one. A fake one, yes. The real one is the second seal. Islam and Zionism will be the real World War III. Right now, it's a fake one with Russia and China and all that. Blood moons, which is a baloney. No such thing as four blood moons or even three. There's only one. You'll find it in Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Go look at it. It's just one there. You won't find it anywhere in the Bible. They're manipulating it, calling these eclipses, which are normal, as blood moons and all this. Blitz and Hagee's absolutely wrong. They work for the other side. No doubt about that. A lot of deception. It's just unbelievable. And it's surreal. Surreal that they're talking about World War III. You know, Russia and China and all these others against NATO and the United States. And yet we allow Russians and Chinese military inside the United States. You got 257 foreign trade zones. Look it up right now. Foreign trade zones that Ron Paul's not saying nothing about. All the others say nothing about. Sovereign Chinese territory inside the United States. They bought our debt. Hillary works with them to give away land to give us stimulus money or whatever. And yet we're talking about World War III. It's almost funny, you know. It's ridiculous. And the average American, 90%, don't have a clue. They don't know about the foreign trade zones. We do. And then we mention it like, well, so what? Because they don't connect the dots of what's going on. Oh, man, it's frustrating. Then you got Bill Clinton here talking about, but we're not alone in the universe. Billy Graham, there's aliens out there. The Pope, we can baptize the aliens. Man, these are supposed to be responsible people with all this nonsense. I just don't understand what they're thinking is. It's clear that these fallen angels are the sons of God. And it's clear that original sin invalidates any notion of having aliens in space. It completely invalidates it. It's not possible. So if you say, well, there's really no original sin. Okay, you can say that. But you're going against the Bible. You have your own doctrine. Well, go for it. But God's not going to look at it like that, though. It'll last a while you're on earth, but you're going to go to hell for it. It's real simple. You know, doctrines of devils, this talks about. So what are these people doing? Who are they kidding? And this is a majority. This is not the minority. All we can do is expose it for what it really is. You got one article that came out, and it's sent all around the United States and so forth. Says that the American Illuminati flu pandemic Holocaust has started. The four horsemen are riding. No, they're not. We're not even the first one yet. Not even the first seal yet. The second horseman of the apocalypse, the red horse, is war. And the war is World War III, the real World War III, as outlined by Albert Pike. And God will allow it to happen. It all comes together. But you got to have a fake war to bring on Sananda Emmanuel, the false prophet, to bring peace. And this one called Sananda Emmanuel, alien, not from this world, they will claim, will be accepted by the Christians, Muslims, Hindu, and then some. Well, okay, I'll tell you specifically. He will be the Imam Mahdi. He will be the Maitreya. He will be the Christ. It's a new age leader, you might say. That's what they call the Christ. He'll be the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. He'll be Krishna. Oh, you heard of Krishna there, right? Yeah, Krishna. He'll be the Kalki Avatar. He'll be the Prince of Peace. And don't let that Prince of Peace fool you. He'll be seven, wrapped up in one. Called Sananda Emmanuel. Now, here's the tricky part. If you were to actually research this, and you were to put in Sananda Emmanuel and Yeshua, what you're going to see is a picture of Sananda Emmanuel calling himself Yeshua, Yahweh, whatever. And you'll see he is the impediment of the one we think is Jesus Christ. Caucasian, blonde hair, blue-eyed, or whatever. And that is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember this. The Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Caucasian, blonde hair, blue-eyed, or whatever, is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth at all. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is only described in the Bible as having bronze skin, hair like wool, short hair. There's no bust or painting of the real Jesus Christ up on the cross or before. But there's plenty of Sananda Emmanuel all through history. He's a fallen angel. The one we think is Jesus and all the pictures and portraits and TV and all that, that's the fallen angel, Sananda Emmanuel. And now they're coming out publicly, preparing the way for his grand entrance to the public that doesn't even know about him yet. And so when he appears on disclosure, when it finally happens, more specifically, they'll shut down TV. So you okay? So on a Sunday or a Saturday, that would be when it would happen, probably. And you're watching the golf or what is it, baseball, whatever. And all of a sudden, let's say you're in a sports bar. How about that? And you're watching. Let's give them 6 screens or 10. You're in the big one, or 15, whatever. And all of them are going to shut down. Up's going to pop the president or the pope or whoever. And they're going to make a public announcement worldwide. Now, you heard me praying against that voice to skull. Family, they have perfected that technology. It's like having an MP3 beamed in your head by microwave transmissions. An MP3 player without earplugs and a radio device. And by that ELF transmission, This one called Maitreya is going to speak to you in your head. Now that is going to freak out 95% of the population. All it is some whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors and technology that the veterans are experiencing on a regular basis. It's called voice-to-skull technology that they perfected. Holograms. Voice-to-skull. Now, on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com, I have a study, part one, part two, of the suicide conspiracy. You pull that up, and you research it and branch out, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The evidence is slam dunk. The suicides, that's 22 to 26 suicides per 24 hours of our veterans, is being orchestrated, and they are hearing voices in their head that they don't tell people about because they don't understand it themselves. They think it's post-traumatic stress. It's not. It's technology causing these suicides. Psychotropic drugs is the kickoff. FDA approved microchips in pills last year. They take 20 to 30 pills per day, the ones that's diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. The post-traumatic stress was enhanced because they put them 2 and 3 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan by design. Family, the Joint Chief of Staff are traitors and cowards because they're the ones at the highest level that's briefing, talking to, working with the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, yeah. And the Council of Foreign Relations, that is the Illuminati in the United States under the name of Council of Foreign Relations. It controls the White House. It tells the Hillarys and the presidents and everybody else and the Joint Chief of Staff what they will and what they won't do. And they kowtow, and you know why? Because they are under an oath from God, an oath to God that they took to lie, cheat, and steal. It's called the Knights of Malta and the Knights of Columbus and the Jesuits, secret societies that JFK warned us about, Eisenhower warned us about. Of course, he waited to the last part of his administration so he'd warn them to get out of there before they killed him. All he really warned us about was the military-industrial complex. But Kennedy was specific. Martin Luther King was specific. Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy were working against them. That's why they were all assassinated by the same people. I'm going to let that soak in for a minute. What I've just told you is true. So all this other that's going on is to keep us all busy. But they got to tell you what they're doing before they do it. That's the weakness they have. But the strength is they tell you in such a way that you don't believe it, you don't pay attention to it, or it's masqueraded in some way. That's the other side. So, I'm going to start talking now a little bit about the national sport of America. It's called baseball. Y'all like baseball? Softball, all their derivatives of baseball? Well, what I found interesting is that baseball, America's favorite pastime, or whatever they want to call it, is a Masonic sport. That when you play baseball, watch baseball especially, maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but Freemasonry, unknown to the Blue Lodge, the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry, They don't know this yet. They'll find out, I don't know, 13th degree or somewhere 20th degree, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly where they tell them. But they tell them that Lucifer is the good God, and that is the God of Freemasonry. They don't tell them that at first. They tell them little secrets as they go along, and then they break the news to them somewhere along the way. Definitely at the Shriner's level, the 30th degree, they know the secret of Lucifer, so they think. That's why the Bibles have been manipulated, except for the King James, to show you the morning star fell from heaven, Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16. They really manipulate the truth with those three verses, that Lucifer is the good God, and he's God of this earth, and all kinds of nonsense. But we all know that Satan and Lucifer are the same supernatural being that's evil, conducting all this conspiracy stuff going on with fallen angels. Anyway, everything in our lives today, seven areas, is controlled by these fallen angels, is allowed by God, because Satan is prince of this world. He's the god of this world, little g, but he's not king. And so the areas he controls with fallen angels, seven to be exact, with objectives that's stipulated. Education, philosophy, religions, all of them, every religion. Science, the arts, politics, and finance. Under the category of arts, it includes sports, arts, artistry, and so forth. Harmony, beauty, and the arts. See, there's different subcategories of each of those main categories that the fallen angels and the principalities operate under. So sports is just one. And the Freemasons control it. Now, famous Freemasons and baseball go hand in hand. Hand in glove. Rogers Hornsby, he was an original member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's listed on Masonic sites among the famous. And baseball stars of or a who's who of famed Freemasons, Grover Alexander and Ty Cobb and Carl Hubbell, Branch Rickey, Hornace Wagner, Cy Young, just a few of them, Babe Ruth. Even John Wayne, Charlton Heston, Artie Murphy, were all Freemasons. Roy Rogers was a Freemason and Dale Evans was Eastern Star. Do you remember Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Langford? Those guys, the Rat Pack? You know what I call them, the Rat Pack? The Rat Pack. Why'd they call them Rat Pack? Why they call themselves the Rat Pack? Well, I looked into Hollywood, which is fraught with Wicca, Masonic, Eastern Stars. I found out that going back to the 20s, there's Masonic organizations specifically formed up for entertainers like dancers, songwriters, dancers and comedians and singers called the River Rats. Abbott Costello, those guys were members of it. Specific Masonic organization. Look it up. It's there. That's how they control the TV. Radio, everything, harmony, beauty, and the arts. You see how it works? Well, baseball if you look at the, now, one day, I thought it was, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting at a sports bar one day, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. And I just glancing up at the TV, and it's in springtime, and they did a pan out of the baseball diamond. And it just like it hit me right in between the eyes. I said, no. And it just kind of like one of those epiphanies. And as soon as I got home, I started researching, and sure enough, I found out that baseball was designed and created by Freemasons. It bears the unmistakable marks of Freemasonry. The field, from home plate to the left and to the right, forms a compass. The entire outfield is a semicircle, which that compass draws out, like you lay it on the ground. Upside down and overlapping the compass, the bases, forms a square. So the baseball field is the emblem of Freemasonry. That's your emblem. And the pitching mound is the G for Gnostic. Not geometry. That's one. See, they'll tell them at one degree, at some degree, they'll say, well, really the G stands for geometry. Then later on they say, we told you at the third degree or second degree or whatever it was, that the G stands for geometry. But it doesn't really. And since you're a higher level degree, what it really means is God. Then they'll say it means Gnostic. Then they got all kinds of ways. Each time you get a higher level degree, they'll tell you something else. Because you know more than the Lord degrees knows. And what that does, it keeps you like, I'm better than you because I know more things. That's how they keep pulling people in. It works perfectly. They always give them some little secret that has changed since they rise up in degrees. It's hook and crook. Well, upside down, overlapping the compass, the bases form the square. So the baseball field is this emblem. Three strikes and three outs. Because three is the principle, the sacred number of Freemasonry. And multiple threes. 33. 11. 9. Four is a number of significance because it represents a square. The shape deals with four directions, thus the four balls and four bases. 9 is sacred because it's a 3 squared. There's 9 fielding positions and 9 innings. It's not accidental. So it brings a total of 27 outs per team a game. 27 with 81 are the only two sacred numbers greater than 10. And 81 doesn't occur in baseball because of the presence of two nines, the fielders and the innings. So we should mention that the reason for 81, because the multiples of 9, 9, 18, 27, 36, 45. And 90 forms a mirror image between the numbers of 45 and 54. Also, each one of these numbers equal 9 when adding the two integers, which compare the numbers 18 is equal 1 plus 8, 9. 27 is 2 plus 7, 9. So forth. So because of this, 9 times 9 was deemed a high number, given it's 81. It also explains the obsession with numbers surrounding baseball averages and home runs and ERAs and all that. It's a game for numerology. Numerology is occultic. The numbers help open up portals. Now, Abner, you know Abner, don't you? Doubleday? Oh, Abner Doubleday, by the way, is said to be, by some folklore, one of the fathers of American baseball. And supposedly Doubleday played the first game at Cooperstown, New York, around 1839. That's the reason the Baseball Hall of Fame was located there, so it goes. Doubleday was a career Army officer and Union general in the American Civil War. He fired the first shot in defense of Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter was a false flag, by the way. And the opening battle of the war between the states begun. Now that happened, guess where? On the northern 33rd degree of latitude. Fort Sumter, so noted in the Masonic decipherings. And Doubleday had a pivotal role in the early fighting of the Battle of Gettysburg also. In 1871, Doubleday commanded 24th U.S. Infantry in all the African-American regiment. That was in Texas. He retired in 1873. In San Francisco, after the war, he obtained a patent on the cable car railway that still runs there. He was a busy boy, he was. So, here comes the rub to it, the connection. Because in 1878, he was living in Medham, New Jersey. He became a prominent member of the Theosophical Society, of which Adolf Hitler was a member later down the road. And two of the founders of that society was Helena Blavatsky and Henry S. Olcott. They moved to India at the end of the year and was constituted as the president of the American body. Therein lies your connection of Freemasonry and the New World Order and the ancient mystery religions and the same religion that's brought by Sanand Emanuel. Aha! You see what I'm saying? It's all connected. Now, there is some controversy about his development of baseball. And they're trying to put it down that it wasn't. And this lore about him creating baseball, inventing the game in Elihu Finney's cow pasture in Cooperstown, New York in 1839. They've tried to debunk it more than one occasion, but the connection is too clear. And they only have a slight bit of documentation of Doubleday's connection to it. But I'll tell you, they do not want people to know. Because every time you attend a baseball game, you are worshiping Lucifer. You're yelling, carrying on, all that emotion. Now, some of you, as my regular listeners, now you can see about this emotion. The emotion feeds off the supernatural beings. It's like a ritual. And they find a connection with a game known as town ball. And using that as kind of a basis. And then he gets more into it about how it probably was formed up around 1907. And Doubleday was a Freemason, according to some references. But that connection from the first shot at Fort Sumter to the president of the Theosophical Society to his final resting place at Arlington National Cemetery, and you have an obelisk as his tombstone, it's pretty much a slam dunk. And also, you have an Alexander Joy Cartwright, Jr., has a connection to the American baseball as well. But you can see that field is Masonic logo, that there's no doubt. And I even brought this up one day when I was at the, another place, and the bartender was there, and he was a Freemason. And we were kind of like friends and all, and I started bringing this up, and he started grinning. He pretty much confirmed it, but when I started saying, yeah, but wouldn't it be that if I played or watched baseball and yell and go get him and all that, I'm really kind of worshiping Lucifer? He said, Tom, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough, and he walked away. Because it is. People's got to know this. And you know, even in football, what I found interesting, in the third degree Freemasonry, when they have signs and handshakes, right? Different signs and handshakes and positions and stances and all this. Well, I found out that the hand signs for joy and exaltation is taking both hands, stick them above your head as high as you can go, and turning the palms toward each other is a Freemason sign for joy and exaltation. They have to learn third degree Mason. That's touchdown. Oh, I said, oh my goodness. That means touchdown. And also, in the early 1920s to the 1930s time frame, the starting off with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of America, so forth and so on, the United States of America, for which it stands, etc., etc. We're pledging allegiance to a corporation, number one, but number two, in the black schools in the early 20s and 30s, about around thereabouts, and there's pictures of this. They started teaching them how to say the Pledge of Allegiance in front of the school, in front of the flag, with a hand placed in front of the body, like Heil Hitler, palm down. It's called the Bellamy Salute. It's there. Then when it got to the black schools, they moved it to the white schools and say now everybody's doing it in school. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the American, blah, 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 blah. Palm down, hand that stretch, just like Hitler. It's called the Bellamy Salute. And there's a reason why it gets involved, because we're headed to a new world order by 1943. When it didn't work out the way they'd planned, here comes the rub. They had to change the Bellamy Salute to something else, because Hitler did not accomplish the invasion that Churchill, FDR, Hitler, Stalin had worked out together. You understand what I'm saying here? They're all cousins anyway. Oh, yeah. That's another story. I've talked about this before in my other broadcasts. The evidence is slam dunk. The world order was supposed to have taken place in 1943, 1918. Well, 1962, 1972, 1984, 87, 1999, they failed every time, but they've always regrouped. But back to what I was talking about. They took the hand like the Bellamy Salute and said, oh, we got to change it. Hitler's not going to make it because he has turned over to power lust. They lost control of him. They brought Hitler over here in 1945, 46, under Operation Paperclip, with 10,000 other Nazis in the United States to set up the behavioral modification techniques, science, von Braun for rocketry. We brought Nazism over here. That's another story, Operation Paperclip, and used them. Anyway, the Bellamy Salute went from hand outstretched, palm down, to the right hand over the left breast. Over the heart, per se. Well, the second degree sign for fidelity is just that. The right hand over the left breast. Sign of fidelity and Freemasonry. Oh, there's so much stuff like that going around. Baseball is Masonic sport. Under your noses. Perfectly. Forming the Masonic emblem and logo. That's amazing. So many people don't realize this. And that's why it's considered America's favorite sport. Because it's designed by Freemasonry. Now, right now, I don't see the chat, so I can't tell you what's going on in the chat. So if something's going on there, I can't do anything about it or talk about it or answer questions. Unless somebody was to send me some kind of text or something that's watching it. So I'm flying blind today on my own here. No chat. So that's the story on Freemasonry. Amazing, isn't it? How many people don't even have a clue about that? Well, what's coming up is what's called disclosure. Don't know when, but they've been setting this up since 1897. Fallen angels, aliens, it's going to be big news. Now, the average American or European or whatever, UFOs, these are supernatural happenings. Holograms. Fallen angels taking shape and form. Demonic activity. Disguised as UFOs. Oh, I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. And notice they all started happening around 1940s, the late 40s, didn't they? All this is timed out perfectly. Except they can't act without God allowing them to go the next step. That's the tricky part. Now, this thing called disclosure is going to appear on your TV screens one day. And it's going to shock you the dickens out of people. It'd be glued to the TV. Disclosure, it is the name given to the announcement by various world government leaders that we're not alone in the universe. They'll make matter of fact. They will not say, well, we have a theory that we sort of saw something. They've described, no, this will be on TV. They will be placed. The fallen angels will be everywhere. You see holograms. They will see up close and personal the UFOs, a mixture of holograms, some actual vehicles that they've produced, and fallen angels that people think are aliens. The leaders will say we're not alone in the universe, and in fact, they will say that many races of galactic human beings are here around the planet have been for some time. Family, these are demons. You speak the name of Jesus around, not Yeshua, my such, something another. You can't even say the stupid word. Family, this is not about Hebrew words for Jesus at all. They've got it to where nobody's going to have the right word, the right name. This is how clever they are. There's one, Yeshua, Hua, M-A-S-S, it's some long name. Now, you scream that out. When you're being attacked by the Nephilim, you tell me what's going to happen. This is the purpose of this masquerade of Yeshua and Jeshua and Yahweh. It's not the name of God. It's not the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you right now, in your search bar, you put in Sananda Emmanuel and put Yeshua, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's right there. And they're up and up just telling you who they are. Now, a regular broadcast today, I was going about talking about a message from the one named Sananda. on Easter. Man, they're just out and out, and it's on April the 19th, no less. Family, April the 19th, if you look it up in the occult calendar of events that's happened on April 19th, has been nothing but massacres and murder and mayhem every April the 19th. That date, the planets and whatever else is all positioned in the right place, and there's a certain power in the universe that they want to, it's called alchemy, and they conduct operations that result in death of women and children. Oklahoma City bombing. The Minutemen, Lexington and Concord, April 19th, 1775, to take weapons away. 1,400 redcoats were killed by Minutemen. That's when it first started. April 19th, 1943, Nazi troops burned out an entire group of Jews that were labeled as dangerous in a tunnel system. Closed off both ends and waited 2 or 3 days till April 19th and sacrificed them. They burned them out with gasoline and flamethrowers. April 19th, 1943. April 19th, 1993. Janet Reno gave the order for elite troops in Waco, Texas, to assault a Branch Davidian compound. Oh, that's just barely scratching the surface of all the events that's happened exactly April 19th. Some on April the 20th, because that time frame. Gulf Horizon, everything. Because that giving up of life force is somehow channeled to manifest the events to take place. And the bodies, the flesh bodies of these fallen angels, it's some kind of alchemy. They need that war. They need that death, human sacrifice, to be able to absorb that energy, if you will, that life force. I don't see how they do it, but this is how it's done. The knowledge of good and evil. That's what's going on today. It's what your CIA projects are all about. The drugs open up portals. That's the use of drugs. That's what they're for. It's not just because of pleasure, or if you want to call it pleasure. It's to open up portals so those demons can take bodies. That's the sole purpose of it. Well, this one named Sananda, when they don't have enough life force to be able to manifest, they channel through mediums and the Tibetans, Himalayas, to carry on their messages, chelas, avatars. That's how they do it, incarnation, overshadowing. When, for example, when those speakers, and then the person starts speaking different language or different, that fallen angel has come inside that individual using their bodies and their five senses to be able to have a relationship with people outside. Human beings. That's how it works. Well, here's the problem. The more we turn away from God by making the laws, taking away the Ten Commandments, murder, mayhem, changing laws for homosexual marriage, changing laws for abortion, changing laws for drugs, all that, making it legal, everything legal. They're eventually going to close down the prisons and stop the death penalty. The more these things increase, God pulls away because it no longer supports the Bible. When it no longer supports the Bible, just like Martin Luther King said when he warned America, America be warned, Martin Luther King, that God's going to turn us over to a nation that doesn't even know his name, and they're here already. It's called China. It's owned foreign trade zones in America. And the Russians, Spetsnaz, throughout the United States, is invited by our own government who are based on secret societies. This disclosure is slowly being worked in the New Age movements. They're going to sneak up on you with this thing called Nacera, the enactment of the Nacera Law. A full galactic disclosure, called the externalization of the hierarchy, what it's called. And world peace. World peace is a lie. Because once they have world peace, then comes the Third World War. They're saying, I quote, all these things will come together all at once. Join with your families and friends in feasting and celebrate now. Those who go to church, bring your light and your love to all believers there. Experiencing new earth will happen in the blink of an eye. Nothing needs to be done. I have this well in hand. Happy Easter. Namaste. This is Lord Sananda through Elizabeth Turtwin, April 19, 2014. And he is a liar. Evil to the core. He's the one that looks just like Jesus Christ, but he's not. They're going to make arrest announcements. It will be a fraud. Oh, they're going to kill off their own? Oh, sure. They'll start killing off bankers and arresting bankers, but all they are is shoeshine boys. The real Illuminati are the Italian. Illuminati, Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, Farnese, Chagi, Orsini. There's like 13 of them. Ones that a lot of people don't know about. This is where they talk about karma. The dark have held sway for thousands and thousands of years. The magic bringing the changes needed to go unseen. You know, the new movement, look it up now. It's called Endarkment. You ever Enlightenment? They got a new one now called Endarkment. It's amazing what they're doing. And people bite off on this hook, line, and sinker. And the Wesak Festival goes in this May, and they invoke these fallen angels into that meeting. People have no idea. Aye, aye, aye. The word of Christ consciousness to earth. Oprah Winfrey is pushing it. What do you do? You know, y'all that know about this, get ready, man, get ready. Because disclosure is coming. They've already set it up. And disclosure, and they say, disclosure ends the period of secrecy that extends back to at least 1947. And when they start changing America? 1946, 45, after World War II, to prepare and set up the conditions necessary for the World War III. Planned by Albert Pike back in 1871, between Islam, the Muslim world, and political Zionism. That's the real World War III, not Russia. That's the fake one. They'll have a fake one to set up the first seal. So we got to have chaos to bring order. The first seal will be the disclosure, somewhere around there. With Sananda Manuel as a Prince of Peace. That's the first seal. And he'll bring on the human Antichrist, a leader of some kind that will change everything, make things better at that point. But that will be a lie temporarily. As soon as all the religions come together, peace and harmony and all that sort of thing, we are one in the world and all that and all that, then begins the second seal, and that'll be the Third World War. And from then on, it's ugly. Family, get ready for this. A lot of people won't make it. They'll be so shocked at this changeover. The era in which the existence of other civilizations, technologically, they'll say, and spiritually, more involved than ours, they will say, has been denied, is now ending, and a new era of galactic contact and cooperation is beginning. Yep, here we go. You got the popcorn and Cokes. If you don't drink Coke, oh, water, orange juice, something. Now, when will it take place? Where? Don't know where. No one knows exactly when it's going to take place. Even they don't know. And in the past, they had dates discussed. Acts of reprisal were threatened to have occurred. Even President John F. Kennedy was going to expose it, supposedly. And there's people that oppose it and want to expose it, and they die. It's got to be at the right time, and in one day it's going to happen. However, it seems reasonable to assume that once these galactics, fallen angels, are certain that disclosure will not result in reprisals against them, against their own people, or mass panic, all nations on earth will, through a coordinated process, announce to the citizens the fact that cosmic civilizations do exist. The general consensus at this time is that the day of disclosure is not far off. Now, let me show you something. Well, I can't show you. I'll just tell you. Let's go back to 1938 on the timeline. And let me show you what happened. Again, I said show. Let me tell you what happened. In 1937, before 1938, they set up a War of the Worlds broadcast. In the fall of 1937, the Rockefeller Foundation funded a project called War of the Worlds Broadcast. It did, a year before. It is meant to be a broadcast used as a psychological warfare experiment conducted by the Princeton Radio Project in October 1937, the Rockefeller Foundation started funding this research to find the effects of new forms of mass media on society. That's what you're going to get. But back then, they didn't have the technology to first. Now, in 1917, Thomas Dewey, a humanist, of course, father of American education, they'd already started planning this. How far back? 1897. Orson Welles. No, H.G. Wells, 1897, wrote the novel War of the Worlds Broadcast. War of the Worlds novel. Science fiction. No, that was predictive programming. To lay the groundwork that there's aliens out there. As 1897. So, moving forward, letting it get into the public view, and wow, this is amazing, and so forth. 1898, War of the Worlds was a science fiction novel, H.G. Wells, and described the experiences of an unnamed narrator who traveled through the suburbs of London, invaded by Martians. And it was one of the earliest stories that detailed a conflict between mankind and the alien race in 1898. It's split in two parts. Book one was the coming of the Martians, and book two, the Earth under the Martians. And the novel was narrated by a writer of philosophical articles who, throughout the narrative, struggled to reunite with his wife and witnessing the Martians rampaging through southern English counties. Part one featured the tale of his brother, accompanies two women to the coast in hope of escaping England as is invaded by aliens. Y'all see how this is coming out? The novel was interpreted as commentary on evolutionary theory, British imperialism, and generally Victorian fears and prejudices at the time. Is a predictor. His earlier novel, The Time Machine, and this whole thing spawned a mass wave of mind-controlled propaganda feature films, radio dramas, various comic book adaptations, TV series, sequels of parallel stories of different authors. Superman, 1938. Comic book, that's when it started. Superman is the embodiment of the Rosicrucian, which Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian, of man to become his God. That's the lure that the fallen angels are given the Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Knights of Malta, that you will become as us, as a God. That's the pull. Do you understand the implications here? This is throughout the United States, Joint Chief of Staff, your legislators, signing the Declaration of Independence. All these believe that they're going to become gods. Well, what generations are going to happen? Because they're all dead. They're graveyard dead. So which generation is going to end up being the gods? Or are they just going to come out of the ground? Boy, I smell bad, but I'm here, Mama. Whoa, you're ugly, and you need a bath. Where'd you come from? The grave, honey. Yeah, I don't think so. Demonic activity, familiar spirits. Masons, I can't believe they can. Masons, which generation is it going to be? Are you going to die before it happens, or are they going to pull you out of the grave and say, well, sorry, we're a little late, but better late than never, huh? That ain't the way God sees it. God sees it. If you go away from him and you die, your soul ends up in hell for eternity. Yeah. If you died, you're born again, then that means if you already renounced the blood oath, because being born again, the Holy Spirit will convict you of that sin of taking an oath against God to hold secrets. You'll be convicted of it. You'll be a born again. You're going to heaven. Your body goes to the ground until it's pulled out in judgment or rewards, judgment seat of Christ or great white throne judgment if you denied Jesus. Two judgments. That's the reality. Masons are lying to you. But all this here about the aliens and all that is to keep people thinking that they're going to be like the aliens. You can be like us. Well, John Dewey, a humanist, of course, father of American education, was on this planning process. And he wrote, as a quote, setting up the plans, 1917, John Dewey, said, and I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose," unquote. Ronald Reagan was to parrot that same quote five times in his administration. He's also the one that authorized Star Wars. All this is connected with this extraterrestrial lie. Well, going back to 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast, they knew that the use of electronic mass media and this use of instrument of psychological warfare was investigated by United States early as 1930s, Princeton University, the Institute for Social Research, known as Frankfurt School. And guess where it came from? Germany, y'all. Yavu. It was founded in 1922, a year after Tavistock, behavioral think tank, by a group of Bolsheviks. Bolsheviks were funded by Wall Street, as was Adolf Hitler. Both were funded by Wall Street. It's fact. George Lucas had wished to understand why the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia had failed in its attempt to spread to the West. That's why they had to wait to 1950 to see if it would do. They had to work underground to get it passed. He concluded the problem lied in the peculiar Western belief in the sacredness of the individual soul, and that any political movement capable of bringing Bolshevism to the West would have to be demonic, capable of filling the entire soul. Do y'all get what I just said? The way they do that, by the drugs now, the chips, the microwave chips. Y'all getting this? To bring it back has to be filling the entire soul through ELF transmission, through drugs. Possession. Those fallen angel and their offspring, disembodied Nephilim spirits, are looking for bodies to inhabit. This is not science fiction. This is real. And then would unleash the diabolical forces lurking in all violence. And such a revolution could only succeed, according to Lucas, L-U-K-A-C-S, when the individual believes his actions are determined not by personal destiny, but by the destiny of the community. So how to do it? By enhancing television. So television was not invented, so radio was the weapon of choice at that time. I may talk about this again tomorrow for another crowd of people. But now, check this out. The Humanist Manifesto has certain tenets and platforms. And in the case of a summarization of the Humanist Manifesto, it matches their plans. I'll tell you how. Secular humanism and Marxism-Leninism, common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, is deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the sanctity of individual human life, and claim they can only be successful in creating the utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And they believe, quote, that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Is that not what's going on today? Now, the Frankfurt School began its research project in 1937, as I told you before, and funded through the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, the purpose of the project was to test the hypotheses that the radio entertainment, Harmony, Beauty, and the Arts, could be used to atomize or manipulate the thinking of a population. So the Frankfurt School ideology, a one named Theodore Adorno, Illuminati, he observed that people listen, quote, atomistically, disassociate what they hear. They're not childlike, but they are childish. Their primitivism is not that of the undeveloped, but that of the forcibly retarded. I'd kick his butt if I was around him. But among the findings of the research project were the following. People tend to become addicted to the radio-based What Happens Next format. Stay tuned for next week to find out what happens to Rocket Man. And you see how it works? Oh, man, they put that up on the soap operas. You have soap operas at 30 years, 40 something, whatever, running. And guess what? The stars change. So the names stay the part of General Hospital or out of whatever. The name stays there, but the face is different. You know, and people follow it. They don't realize that this is not the same person. This is a script. It's fantasy. They just kill them off, you know. And people get depressed because of that. Oh, I've watched her for 20 years since I was a kid, and they killed her. And it tears people up on a show that's scripted, for goodness sakes alive. You see, here's what the deal is. They started the change in 1945, right? Uh-huh. And they had the nuclear family. Husband's out working, Adam. The wife's at home, homemaker, homekeeper. Teaching the children, sitting at home, being a good little wife. That's how they warned her, because later it's going to be the feminist movement funded by the Rockefellers to destroy the family. Oh, and boy, it did. Perfectly. The nuclear family is what God set up, but didn't include abuse from the husband. That kind of messes things up a little bit. Well, these people do studies on this family. Do you understand this? So they knew the wife would be home in the nuclear family in the 1940s and 50s. The attack in America began in 1946. Had you attained world peace? Well, according to them, traditional family must be eliminated or to obtain world peace, unquote. So we got to destroy the families. Get the kids out of the home. Who's at home? The wife is. Okay. Let's come up with soap operas, TV, because she's home teaching, caretaking. We'll train her with soap operas and TV, radio, while the husband's out working. We'll give her the fruit. And then she'll change the children to teach them to be the parents of the next set of generation. And they're working the parents to the 80s and 1990s. Oh, they plan way ahead. Brought Chris home, director of the United Nations, World Health Organization. Canadian, 1946 to 1948, director of World Health Organization. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He's a Unitarian, too, by the way. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, her previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. That's to get your children out of the home. To draft women in the military, assign them to combat duty, apply affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women. That was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. That's documented in her report. That was done June of last year. It's taken them since 1977, when she did this report, till last year to get this set up. It's been done. To change what they call the homestead law, provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together to a husband and wife that do. That was to split the families and marriages. It worked. And then eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, integrate all male, all female organizations together now, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. That's been accomplished. That's why they're hot on the trail of the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, to bring it all together, bring transgender in. Family, this is all organized through the Round Table. The Round Table, CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Bilderbergs, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Gorbachev Foundation, sit around a round table, and they discuss these issues here with timetables, objectives. Family, this is how the fallen angels control your lives. Through the Holy Spirit gives you discernment and wisdom to see through this. Pray it away, but to keep you strong while everybody else is, I guess, falling away, but pray for them. Family, it's time to rise up with prayer and fasting. Oh, I haven't forgot about the extraterrestrial. I just gave you an example of how they control all this. What happens next? The radio is based on what happens next format. So listeners react to format, not content, in the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast, which many believe was describing an actual invasion. So it goes back to what I was telling you. They don't want to have an uprising. They want people to accept it. So you got to have an uprising first. That'd be a fake World War III or something else. And then they come in and save the day. Bring everybody together, you see? It's coming. There's clear warnings that the show was fictional, but people went into it in different places of the show. And matter of fact, is one small town that reacted so badly that they shot up their own water tower thinking it was one of the demons or the giants or whatever. Shot up their water tower. So scared to death. That's very significant because they want it so common that we want them to come down. We want them to take over. So they're showing you how religion is so corrupt. They're showing you how, well, that's not hard to do. They're showing you how, they're trying to show you how the Bible is corrupt. They're trying to show you this world war, rumors of wars. So anything right now that's going to stop this, the pollution of the air, the vaccinations, the chemtrails, they're going to stop all that. They're going to pay off debt called a jubilee. You see what they're doing? People aren't putting this together. Repetition is the key to popularity. That is, if you play it enough, people will think it's good, even if it's awful. Most importantly, they'll believe that even if it's a lie, any lie can become popular opinion if it's repeated enough times on radio. That's how it works. So, 30 October 1938, the plan to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to the Earth was first mentioned by a Marxist, John Dewey. Father of American education, Marxist John Dewey. You got that? That's a fox in the hen house for sure. That's a whole herd of foxes in the hen house. And they're hungry too. So, what happened? As this test case, as your first test case of whether or not Americans would accept extraterrestrial, they wouldn't need something to gauge it by. Well, the writer of The Wizard of Oz wrote the script out. Princeton University funneled it through. Rockefellers funded it. Amen. And the premise tested for credibility with CBS presentation of War of the Worlds broadcast on CBS Radio Network by Orson Welles in the Mercury Theater at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the evening of October the 30th, 1938. And this was, of course, the nights before All Saints Day when everybody is all scared to death and eating cotton candy and candy, whatever, and apples that's covered in candy or something. Generally celebrated as Halloween. I particularly liked as a child the caramel-covered apples. I could eat them now. My teeth would probably come with it. At least the gold fillings, I wouldn't have them anymore. Caramel-covered apples. I can't eat them no more. There's an estimated 6 million Americans listened to the famous Orson Welles broadcast, War of the Worlds. 6 million. The broadcast described an extraterrestrial invasion from Mars, as you already know. An estimated 1 million people-sheeple responded with sustained credulity and fear, man. Credulity and fear reigned. Thousands responded with sheer panic. All it was a psychological warfare experiment conducted by Princeton Radio Project. Princeton University is a card-carrying college of Tavistock. So the Rockefeller Foundation funded this project in the fall of 1937. Paul Lazarsfield, Lazarsfield, L-A-Z-A-R-S-F-I-E-L-D, I believe. He was director. Frank Stanton, Henley Contrill were named associate directors. Contrill had used a special grant of sort from the General Education Board to study the effects of the broadcast. Contrill, he actually published a study in a book entitled Invasion from Mars. Do you remember the 1960s? My Favorite Martian? Oh, boy. You know, a study of psychology of panic. Had a complete script of the broadcast, and the book is one of a series of studies sponsored by Federal Radio Education Committee. My Favorite Martian. Well, it has proceeded pretty smooth, say the least. They interrupted the music of Ramon and Rosciello and his orchestra, of course, not rock and roll. A huge flaming object believed to be meteorite had fallen on a farm near Grover's Hill, New Jersey. Moments later comes a correction. It's not a meteorite. No, incredibly, there are Martian cylinders falling all over the country. So this broadcast had begun. Many people ran panicked in the streets. Orson Welles' broadcast was no mere show business stunt, but an experiment in fear, psychological warfare test conducted by the Rockefeller Foundation. There's a quote from Americans Under Attack, a reassessment of Orson Welles by Paul Hiler of Wilfrid Laurier University. He said, and I quote, "A grant from the Rockefeller Foundation to Princeton University helped create the Princeton Office of Radio Research. The director was Paul Lazarsfield, an Austrian Jewish immigré and social psychologist whose expertise in quantitative methods was tempered by humanist leaning. He teamed with two associates, psychologist Hadley Cantrill and CBS researcher Fred Stanton, a PhD in psychology, would eventually become network president." Unquote. So now they have an idea. So now you understand where they come from, the emergence of the comet Hale-Bopp decades later with the mark of resurgence of warnings of catastrophic events and messages of doom and gloom. See how it works now? The end of life as we know it. Remember Y2K? That was to prepare for World War III in December 1999. Wesley Clark, Powder Puff Clark, had a significant part of that in June 1999. Look him up. Right now, if you want to, Wesley Clark, the man who tried to start World War III in June of 1999. I've talked about that before. They failed in that because 1999, by the year 2000, January, February, March, we're supposed to be in a new world order. It failed to happen. That was the purpose of Y2K, partially, in Kosovo. Damn, all this is documented. What do you do? You know? That's how they set this up. So now they're preparing closer and closer to this UFO that brings up to disclosure. This is what NASA was formed to make it believable that you can go out in space. Von Braun, the Nazis. Tesla's technology, J.P. Morgan, stole Nikola Tesla's inventions and that other wacko, Thomas Edison. Bunch of liars. Edison worked for Nikola Tesla. Edison was a boop. They stole Nikola Tesla's inventions and murdered him later in his life by the Illuminati. He's a Serbian scientist, Nikola Tesla. Well, what they're planning on, using Disclosure, Stephen Greer, they're all part of this facade, Tessarion, Woodcock, a whole lot of them, Jordan Maxwell, who's a New Ager, the whole lot of them. Once the Galactics, fallen angels, the demons, are certain that Disclosure won't result in reprisals, now you see, against them, our own people, or mass panic, all nations on earth will, through a coordinated process, announce to citizens the fact that cosmic civilizations do exist. The general consensus is that time, is that date of Disclosure is not far off. Increased public pressure will more than likely bring the state forward. And that's where Stephen Greer comes in. The government's hiding. See, they were going to use Bill Cooper till Bill Cooper became a born-again Christian. Bill Cooper is Illuminati family bloodline. He turned against them and became a real truth-teller. That's why they murdered him. When he worked for Naval Intelligence, they had let slip on purpose classified documents so he could see UFO reports and all that. And then when he got out of the Navy, he was supposed to go on radio and start talking about it. Snap, he became a born-again Christian and started correcting and rebuking and going beyond what he's supposed to do. A lot of your truth-tellers today are not truth-tellers at all. Some of the, a lot of radios and stuff like that. They're exposing. No, they're teaching. They're not telling the whole truth about the Knights of Malta involved, the Knights of Columbus, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the political Zionists. They're hiding and saying, oh, it's a bankers, with megaphones. You know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, that's just, they work for the Illuminati. Most all of them do. To redirect the truth. Tell you 80% truth, 20% baloney. To keep you all busy while they set up Disclosure. Ah, you see how that works? A resistance to this Disclosure would come primarily from governments whose militaries have benefited from technologies and those gifted from extraterrestrials, most of which were intended for peaceful use by the entire population of the planet, or so they're told. Technologies such as anti-gravity propulsion and free energy devices are now starting to come around. Some of the Freemasons at the highest level, they already know these things. What do you think George Jetson and the cartoons is all about? Lost in Space and Star Trek, and they get all this stuff. That's based on real technology that the Freemasons know about. And what they don't know is that they're being lured into a trap that's going to get them killed, all of them. The Illuminati will eliminate all secret society members. Protocols, learned Elders of Zion, chapter 15, confirms it. Are y'all connecting the dots here? You see how these dots are connected? They're now coming out with free energy devices, algae farms, all kinds of things to replace, to show you there's advancement. No, it's only to lure you away from the truth that mankind is going to fix this. It's not. The computer itself is one example of technology derived from UFOs that crashed in Roswell, they say, in 1947. Isn't that convenient? Again, 1946, 47 time frame to get it going. We're a little busy before 1945. It's called World War II, World War I. Very few of our citizens on this planet are aware of the technology or the actual uses that they've been put to. Governments have opposed disclosure since Roswell. There's a battle going on about this. A lot of committed citizens have lost their lives trying to lift this veil of secrecy. Deep underground military bases house these Nephilim. These beings are demons, not aliens. It's said that President Kennedy, also Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, and William Colby, among others. The secrecy is now no longer possible to maintain, but they want to bring it out, called disclosure. And you know, neither these galactic visitors or fallen angels, as they really are, and nor the Earth's own spiritual hierarchy will actually permit this knowledge to be withheld from the population anymore. They got to bring it out eventually. So, your preparation is not freeze-dried food and ammunition and all that sort of thing, because you're going to run out of it. It's good to be prepared for a month or 6 months or whatever you can afford, but you're going to run out of it. It's good to have ammunition to protect your home from the gangs that's going to hit it. It's good to have some protection, but you're going to run out of everything. They're going to take the weapons and neighbors will tell on you and blah, blah, blah. Here we go again. It boils down to Jesus Christ is the only way, the only one that's going to bring about the conclusion of this evil on this planet. No human, not Ron Paul, not none of the Rosicrucians or secret society members. It isn't going to happen. Matter of fact, they will be killed. They will be murdered by the Illuminati, by the Great White Brotherhood. According to their plans, we'll kill every Freemason that knows too much and all those below. That's documented. It's in the plans. And it will happen. And God will let it. And all your good deeds won't mount to a hill of beans. Good deeds don't get you out of it. Family, this is coming around. But spreading the blood of Jesus around you and taking Jesus as your Savior, that's the pathway. And persecution's coming. They're trying to say, was Arnold Murray or whatever, Arnold Murray Shepherd's Chapel, say that we're angels in the past? You know what it's doing that for? Because when the fallen angels come about, we're brothers to the fallen angels, aren't we? Oh, you see how they work that out? Isn't that clever? We were angels once, they say. Well, that means they're our brothers. We're brother angels, aren't we? We just happen to be in physical form. No, we're not. Not remotely. Arnold Murray is full of baloney. He always says, I heard him say, I did research on him, quote, you don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me. They still believe in that serpent seed doctrine, which is baloney too. I do a teaching on that, that Cain was absolutely not the offspring of Satan and Mary, Satan and Eve. Total nonsense. Your Christian identity, they believe in this mess. And you've got good people in some of these organizations that are being misled and lied to by alleged theologians. They're not theologians. The secret society members are frauds because they have no scriptural basis whatsoever except manipulated, twisting scriptures. People are scared. People are wanting help. And they're going to the wrong places. Even turning to the wrong Bibles. They sport the Douay Rheims, the Jerusalem Bible. All that's nonsense. The King James Bible is the only one with evidence. They can't disprove it. It's impossible. So they depend on their background and their positions. And I've written 5 books and so forth to fool people. Man, I tell you, preparing yourself is spiritual. So they're going to tell you to prepare yourself for your space family. Those cosmic humans who seeded Earth long ago. All the movies that show you that too, right? Yeah. It's called predictive programming. It goes back to soap operas. Hey, you know, mind washing stuff, it's all there. They seeded Earth, population in the first place. They're now here to benefit this planet, bring us up to the next evolution of mankind, the divine plan of the end of this cycle. As predicted by the murdering, baby-killing Mayans, the calendar and other native or non-native traditions succeeds. Yeah, you heard me right. They say our space brothers and sisters come from the Pleiades, the Sirius, Andromeda. Even Billy Graham believes it's nonsense. 1997 confirms it, interview. Arcturus, these are fallen angels, family. They say they, like us, worship and serve the same God, but that's a lie. However, unlike us, they follow the laws of nature, or universal laws. They prohibit harming another. That's another lie. They're responsible for all the death on Earth behind the scenes. There's some people that believe if their aims had been nefarious and imperialistic, they could have subdued the planet a long time ago. What they've done is they've done it sneaky-like. They've controlled mankind without mankind knowing it. As a matter of fact, a quote that describes it very well, if I can find that quote. I'll get it here in a minute. I got a quote that talks all about it, how they did it. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe says that no one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so. And Dresden James said, quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. And the most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully, unawarely enslave themselves," unquote. That's what's happened. Only through Jesus can you be saved. What do? Renounce your sins to Jesus and Jesus alone. Don't be afraid to get down on your knees to Jesus alone and talk to him you've never seen. It's called faith in the Creator. That's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the real one, not the fake one, Sananda, that's coming soon. They say that some races of extraterrestrials have visited Earth in the past and created hardship for its inhabitants. This is your salt and pepper routine. That there's evil aliens out there, and there's good aliens out there. And you're liable to see a war up there, too. The real war in heaven you won't see. This fake one you will see. Now, they're going to tell you that the arrival of the Galactic Brethren in millions of cloaked spacecraft around the Earth is both the short-term and long-term explanation. The short-term goes back to the Second World War. We exploded the first atomic bomb on Earth. The explosion caused death and destruction in other dimensions of space and brought the extraterrestrials to persuade Earth's government to stop using these weapons. If they're unsuccessful, which the Galactics neutralize all nuclear weapons on this planet. But governments like Americans and Israelis have been threatening to bomb countries like Iran of late. And in fact, no nuclear bombs have been capable of being detonated for aggressive purposes for decades. Whistleblowers like Robert Salas and Bruce Festermeister have been reporting for years that we've not had the ability to. I can't confirm that myself exactly, but I've just read it and heard it in different places. The long term for these galactics are connected with the divine plan for this era. They say the era that Hindus call the Kali Yuga is ending, and what they call the Sat Yuga, or Golden Age Aquarian, is beginning. A shift from Piscean to the Aquarian Age, another way of talking about the same events. These murderous Mayans also agree that the calendar has been custodians for many centuries. See, there's no calendars in God's world, in God's heaven. There's no calendars, no time there. So everything about our days and weeks and months and all that, days of the week are all worshiping of the fallen angels, different ones for different days, including all, oh boy, all holidays, every one of them, Easter included, Christmas included, are all cultic. Jesus Christ is coming back to fix all that. He's the only one that's going to do it. Well, they say that the galactics, fallen angels, the good ones, which they're not, are here to see that the global elite, now listen, they've held the Earth population in grip for many centuries, right? That they release that hold and the planet's inhabitants are prepared for that accumulation and freedom. So this is the purpose of controlled opposition on the radio to point out the bankers, to point out the global elite, to point out the Illuminati, even to the point of having a question on Jeopardy of who the Illuminati was, and having in Super Bowl halftimes the satanic witch, all that stuff is to put it in front of your face so they'll have something to eliminate. They want you to know about the chemtrails. They want you to know our history is convoluted, that religion's all bunk, so they can fix it. They want you to know about pollution. All that stuff, because they're going to be here to fix it. After all, if you don't have problems, you don't have anything to fix. You don't have anything to fix, you have no heroes. Ah, here come the superheroes. We are here to protect you. He a liar, too. You know Jesus Christ, by the way? Oh, no, not that word, not that name. And they go running away. But you better be prayed up. They can't stand the name of Jesus. That's kept them back this whole time. That's why they have not been able to fulfill their agenda. Because Jesus Christ hadn't led them yet. They've been chipping away at every generation of children to be the father and mother of the next generation, getting rid of religion, family, politics, everything. They plan way ahead of the ballgame. They say, I say that we have about time is up. Family, my website, watchmenforjesus.com, and tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I will have my broadcast, 4 to 6, Bible study, 7:30 to 9, Tuesday through Friday. Y'all come and join me. This is Revelation Radio Network, brought to you. Brought you watchmenforjesus.com, and I appreciate that we can be on Revelation Radio Network every Monday from 9 to 11. And here we are at 11. So, family, here in a second, it's going to take over, and I'll be gone. Bye bye. So, y'all join me tomorrow at 4 o'clock on watchmenforjesus.com, watchmenforjesus.com. And next Monday, 9 o'clock, here on Revelation Radio Network, we'll be back. Family, read your Bible, do your studies, get closer to Jesus. That is the bottom line. That's the way to go. And I appreciate y'all attending here and listening to me go on and on about what's happening. But do your own research. Find out for yourselves. And look to Jesus. I can't explain that enough. Fasting and praying and trusting in Him. But family, there's going to be persecution. You be strong, be ready. Time is almost up. It's going to happen in one day. We don't know when. 10 years from now? Next month? Fall? I don't know. Who cares? As long as you're with Jesus, it don't matter. Don't let him put fear in you. Stand up to it. Cover yourselves in the blood of Jesus. That's the bottom line. It's free, too. So anytime now, I'm going to be, there you go. Y'all have a great evening and good night.